Okay, so finishing up our third week here of the LCM Summer Kollel, and we're moving on to our next and final malacha, which is the malacha of Dash. Now, I just want to give an overview of where we're headed in malachas Dash. I'm going to need two shirim to finish up the quarter sugi of Dash, so that's going to be today and Monday. After that, we technically have two remaining shirim, which is Tuesday and Thursday, where we're going to move over to the major tolda of Dash, which is Shechita. There's an entire sugya in Perek Chavis on Kuf Mem Gimel Beis for a few blocks there of the parameters of the Isra Shechita. That's the Isra of squeezing out liquids, juices, etc. on Shabbos. Gets into very practical issues like wiping up spills, baby wipes, brushing your teeth on Shabbos. These are all issues that come out of the issue of Shechita. Unfortunately, I really need a minimum of three shirim to finish the sugya of Shechita. So two shirim is not really enough. We can get a lot done. So we'll do our Ishtadlis, we'll do two shirim, and we'll see if we can find some time to squeeze in a third shir. Yeah.
Maybe we could just have shir on Tuesday.
I mean Wednesday. Okay, so if you guys want to do a little amelis, we could try to muscle it up next week. I just don't want to overburden the kollel. So if you... Yeah. During the next icebreaker, you can take a poll when I'm not here. If you guys want it, then we can try to roll up our sleeves and, you know, push ourselves to the last week. So, okay, that's a possibility. Okay. Fine, so let's... I can take a poll now, but I feel like with me there's more pressure. So when I'm not here, just you guys can discuss. Although I do see you guys are comfortable around me because I hear the icebreakers in front of me. So, you know, that's good. Okay, fine. Okay, so let's start from the very beginning. Dash is our fifth malacha now in the Sidur of the Pass. So go through the sequence one last time. We're plowing, we're planting, we're cutting down the wheat stalk. They're scattered on the ground. We gather them up. That's Ma'amir. And now it's time for the threshing. What is the threshing? So on your wheat stalk, you have the kernels, which is what you want to get to. And we have the chaff, the rest of the wheat stalk, which we don't want. So when you thresh, you're trampling the wheat stalk to separate the kernels from the chaff. That is the activity of threshing. That is the original av malacha of dash. Threshing the grain to separate the kernels from the chaff. The kernels are the circular things that we want on top of that, in that wheat stalk. So we're separating the kernels from the wheat stalk. That's the basic av malacha of dash. Now, the goal for today, to kick off malachas dash, is to set down a definition for the productive quality of this malacha. What is the definition of malachas dash? It's fine. So that's the goal for today. So if you look at the Gemara on Ein Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara gives three examples of malachas dash. We're going to start with the last two examples, and then we're going to use that to build just a very simple definition of dash, and then we're going to move on to the first example in the Gemara, where we're going to spend more time developing a more refined definition of dash. So that's the basic game plan. Okay. So starting with the bottom of Gemara, the Gemara 9 Gimel Beis, the Gemara brings a brisa, which tells us two examples of malachas dash, which are menapetz and menapet. What's menapetz and menapet? So Rashi tells us that menapetz is where you beat flax. You beat the flax to purify it. The flax is attached to the stalks. When you hit the flax, you separate the flax from the stalks. That is menapetz. That's a violation of dash. The second case is menapet. That is where you're working with cotton to separate the seeds from the cotton. There's seeds in the cotton. You want to get the seeds out. That is the activity of menapet. So these are two examples we have of malachas dash. And now, based on these two examples, we just want to set down a working definition of dash to build off of. So I put on the Marm Komos Rabbeinu Chananel. We're going to come back to Rabbeinu Chananel, but just for now, just to get a working definition to work with, Rabbeinu Chananel gives us a sophisticated definition also, but for now, just to use him as a springboard for a basic definition, Rabbeinu Chananel says like this, that dash is going to be when you have ochel and psolus. Ochel is something that you want, psolus is something that you don't want, and they're connected. When you have ochel, it's connected to psolus, and you remove the ochel from its connection to the psoles, that is the basic definition of malachas dash. So, for example, in the av malacha, when I have my wheat stalk, I have the kernels, which are the ochel. That's what I want. I have the wheat stalk, which is the psoles. That's what I don't want. And they're connected. When I thresh, what I'm doing is I'm removing the ochel from its connection to the psoles. That is the basic av malacha of dash. So just to plug that into the last two cases, with menapet and menapet, I always have two substances, something that I want something that I don't want, that are connected. I have the flax, which is good, attached to the stalks, which I don't want, the cotton seeds and the cotton. I always have something I want with something I don't want. I'm separating, I'm removing the ochel from the psolas, from its connection to the psolas. That is the basic premise of Malachas Dash. Okay. Now, let's move over now to the first case in the Gemara to try to develop now a more refined definition for this malacha. Moving back a few lines in the Gemara brings a Rav Papa who tells us the following halacha. Rav Papa says, let's say a person takes a clod of earth and he throws this clod of earth at a date tree and he knocks a date off the tree. This is going to violate two malachas. If you hit the bullseye, you knock the date off the tree, you violate two malachas. Namely, the malacha of kotzer. Mark calls it tolish, that's a told of kotzer, because you're disconnecting something from the source of growth. When you knock the date off the tree, you're disconnecting it from the source of growth, okra dover migidulo, that's kotzer, and dash. You also violate mefarek, which is a told of dash, when you knock the date off the tree. That's the halacha of Rav Papa. Comes along Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi argues on Rav Papa. He says, actually, you're not going to violate kotzer or dash in this situation, because this is not the normal way to perform these malachos. It's not a normal way to perform kotzer and dash by indirectly throwing some projectile at the tree to knock something off the tree. It's shelo kiderach, and so therefore it's going to be pater. So that's the give and take here in this piece of the Gemara. Rav Papa versus Rav Ashi, do you violate kotzer and dash for knocking a date off of a tree? But what's important for our purposes is that everyone agrees in principle this is an activity of dash. In principle, you're violating dash in this situation. Rav Ashi is just coming on with a technical issue that it's shelo kederech. It might not be the normal way of performing dash. She's not actually going to be chayiv. But everyone agrees that in this whole event, there's a violation of malachas dash. And the big question for our purposes is where? Where in this whole event is there a violation of malachas dash? We understand quite well. Knocking the date off the tree violates kotzer. That's disconnecting something from its source of growth. Okar dove migidulo. That is crystal clear. The question is, where is the dash taking place when you knock the date off the tree? That's the question that has to be addressed. So we're going to have three basic approaches in the Rishonim for how to understand this piece of Gemara. Our first sheet will be the sheet of Rashi. The second sheet will be the Ramban and other Rishonim as well. It's also the Ran and the Chidushim HaMichasim L'Ran. So Ramban and others. And the third sheet is the sheet of Rabbeinu Shmuel. Three different sheetos, how to interpret what the case is in this Gemara. Where's the violation of dash? Okay. Let's begin with the Shita of Rashi. Rashi says that the violation of dash in this situation is for knocking the dates off of the machbedos. Since you knock the dates off of the machbedos, that's the violation of malaches dash. The question is, what does the word machbedos mean? So there actually is different ways of translating machbedos. If you read through the entire Maamar HaKomos carefully, different Rishonim use the very same term in different ways. So I put on the Maamar HaKomos Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi and Sukkah on Yigimel and Beis gives us an explicit definition of Machbedos. We're going to work with Rashi's definition for interpreting Rashi Shita. Rashi and Sukkah tells us that the word Machbedos means the branches of the tree. They're called Machbedos. And so what Rashi by us would then be saying is the dash is being violated for knocking the dates off of the branches. Knocking the dates off of the branches is a violation of dash in this situation. So that is the starting point for the Shita of Rashi. Now, comes along, many Rishonim, I put on the Maamar HaKomos to Ritva, but many Rishonim were bothered by Akasha, and some of the Chevra in the morning were also bothered by this question, which is, if Rashi is telling me that knocking dates off of a tree violates Malachas Dash, then shouldn't every activity of Kotzer, almost every activity of Kotzer of taking off a fruit from a tree, violate Dash as well? If Rashi is telling me knocking dates off of a tree violates Dash, so that means knocking off oranges and apples, and any time you knock off a fruit from a tree that violates dash, that's just not the mashmo. So it's not mashma that there's a major overlap between these two malachos. If you'd violate dash every time you knock any fruit off the tree, we would expect it to have more clarity on this issue. That's the basic issue that the Rishonim raise with the Shita of Rashi. I put on the Maamar HaKomos the Ritva, they all ask this question in some shape or form, that there's too much of an overlap, according to Rashi, between dash and kotzer, according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So the question is how to answer up for Rashi. So this is where the Chidushim HaMichasim L'Ran comes in. If you saw the Chidushim HaMichasim L'Ran, the reason it's called that is because it was a Rishon that was originally thought to be the Ran, but it was decided it wasn't the Ran. So we call it the Chidushim that are Miyuchas to the Ran. It's attributed to the Ran. We have Chidushim that are attributed to the Ran. It's not the Ran, so it's attributed to the Ran. Whoever it was a Rishon, you know, he made it into the Kovitz, we didn't. So glad I learned his stuff. But so the Chiddush of Amichas and Loran quotes Rashi, and he adds a few terms that some people picked up on this morning to help finish off Shita's Rashi and deal with this glaring kasha on a Shita. He points out that there's a unique feature of the way dates grow on the tree in contrast to other fruits, which are going to make dates in particular susceptible to Melechas Dash as opposed to other types of fruits. And the chiluk is as follows. When the dates grow on the date tree, they grow in clusters. They don't grow in isolation, separate dates. They grow in clusters. And since they grow in clusters, they cause the branches of the date tree to sag. Because of the fact that there's a concentrated weight on the branches of the date tree because of the cluster, that causes the branches to sag. And therefore, Rashi is holding that it's dafka removing this burden from the sagging branches, which is a violation of Melechas Dash. Like Rashi says, taking a burden off a donkey, Parak min hachamor, removing this burden from the date tree, from the sagging branches, that's the violation of Melechas Dash. This is as opposed to other types of fruits. When they grow on a tree, they don't cause the branches to sag, though they just grow in isolation. And since the branches are not sagging, it's not called lifting a burden. You're just disconnecting it, you're separating it from the tree. That's not Dash. According to Rashi, when you have these dates on the date tree which are causing the branches to sag, that is what's susceptible to Dash when you lift the burden by removing the dates from the date tree. So that is Shita number one, Shita's Rashi. The Dash in this situation is the very act of taking the dates off the tree because you're removing this burden from the sagging tree. That's a violation of Melechas Dash. Yeah, Miles.
That answers up the question?
That's the answer to the question. Of course we're not saying that every time you take a fruit off a tree, you're violating Dash, an apple, an orange, etc. It's specifically by a date tree because dates have this special feature of growing in clusters. Yeah. At the end of the year, ask me a question, please. Now, moving on to our second shita, which is the shita of the Ramban and other Rishonim. It's also the Ran and the Chidushim, HaMichas and the Ran. I'm not going to keep quoting all three Rishonim, so we'll call it the shita of the Ramban, except for when we need the other Rishonim. The Ramban and the others are not happy with the shita of Rashi, which the Miuchas, the Ran, spells out the big attack on Rashi. They don't hear of this whole distinction between sagging and not sagging. And they feel that Dash cannot apply while it is attached to the tree. Dash cannot apply to something that's mechober. Dash has to be taking place after it is detached from the tree. That is their main taina on Rashi. And so therefore, they're forced to come up with a new interpretation of the situation. Where is the violation of Dash in this case? Don't tell me it's taking the date off the tree. While it's mechober, there cannot be a violation of Melechas Dash. Therefore, these Rishonim now conjure up a two-stage sequence to explain what's going on in this situation. They tell you like this, that when the person throws the clod of earth at the dates, he knocks an entire cluster off of the date tree. Then, step two, when the cluster hits the ground, it's going to cause some of the dates to dislodge. The impact on the ground is going to cause some of the dates to dislodge. That's going to be the violation of Dash at stage two. Stage one, when you knock the cluster off of the tree, that's kotzer. It's okor davar migidulo. You're disconnecting it from its source of growth. That's kotzer. That is not yet dash. Right now, when it's mechubar, stage one, there cannot be dash. When it hits the ground, so it's already been detached, and on impact, the date gets dislodged from the cluster, that dislodging of the date from the cluster is the violation of Melechas Dash. So that is shita number two now, the shita of the Ramban and others, this whole two-stage sequence to get dash taking place after the date's been detached from the tree. Yeah. According to Rashi, they're having the same time. Yeah.
I would say the shver part about this is it almost sounds like you could have a like grumma by
100%. It's definitely. In a certain sense, that's kind of Ravashi's time. That this is a very indirect form of kotzer and dash. You're asking. Let's even call this a type of grumma. So it's we're getting pretty indirect here. So it's
I would have thought in order to be over an av malacha, you have to do the malacha. Now you're saying, no, you don't really need to do it, but it's...
It's a good question. Maybe one summer we'll go through the column of malacha Shabbos. We'll figure out opening fridges on Shabbos. A lot of good stuff with grandma. But it's beyond the scope of our capability right now. Yeah.
Is that like a secret ratio?
For now, when you see a question like this, what you do is you turn the question mark into an exclamation point, meaning, obviously, it's not a grumma. So what you have to do is you have to figure out what's the definition of grumma and make sure that this stems with that. So it's a good question, but it's just, that's a major task. Fine. Now we come over to our third shita, which is the shita of the Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel is unhappy with the first two approaches. He officially attacks Rashi, but from the fact that he feels a need to develop a third shita, shows us that he's also his attack on Rashi is also an attack on the Ramban. So we're going to call it an attack on the first two Rishonim. What is Rabbeinu Shmuel's problem with the first two Rishonim? Very simple, he says, this does not resemble dash. Dash is when you take the kernel out of the wheat stalk, that's Malachas dash. Your two cases, Rashi and Ramban, do not resemble dash. When I take the dates off the date tree, according to Rashi, when I take the dates out of the cluster, according to the Ramban, when it hit the ground, but the dates out of the cluster, those were their two forms of dash, says the Rabbeinu Shmuel, this doesn't resemble dash, so therefore we need a new interpretation. Obviously we're going to have to come back and explain this, but let's just get the facts before we start the analysis. So that's his taina on the first two approaches, and therefore he comes up with yet a third approach for how you're violating dash in this situation. Says Rabbeinu Shmuel, that really when the dates are on the tree, so there's a peel around the dates. There's a peel around the dates. To my knowledge, if you take a date, you're not going to see a peel around the date. So the Shvisa Sheshavis explains, based on the Gemara and Brachos, that after you have a fully grown date, the peel comes off, it disintegrates, but while it's growing, before it fully ripens, there's a peel around the date while it's on the tree. So the case is where we're discussing the date before it fully ripens, where there's still this peel, this outer peel around the date. And the case is when you throw the clod of earth at the date, so it knocks the date out of the peel, that is the violation of Malachas Dash. That's similar to Malachas Dash. Knocking the date out of the peel is the violation of Malachas Dash. So these are the basic facts on the ground now in today's Sogya. So let's chazer the facts. So let's just, what do you say? He doesn't emphasize it's detached. So for our purposes, it might be attached. He's not questioning that issue.
So how is that different than the Ramban?
Ramban saying the date out of the cluster. And Shmuel is saying the date out of its own shell.
While it's on the cluster?
Could be while it's on. He doesn't say it has to come off.
And it's not mistabir one way or another if it's attached or not?
He doesn't say. So for our purposes, even attached. That's a separate issue. So just to chash the facts before we start the analysis, we're raising the issue, what's the definition of Malachas Dash? We set down a basic definition, removing Ochel from its connection to Psolus. And now we moved over to this case with throwing the date at the tree. When you knock the date off the tree, aside from kotzer, there's also a dash. The question is, where's the dash in this case? Three basic shitas. Rashi shita is, it's lifting the burden off of the sagging tree. That's the violation of Malachas dash. The Ramban and the Ran are not happy with this because dash cannot take place in the mechubar. It has to be taking place after it's been detached. Therefore, they set up the case as being where the two-stage sequence, you knock the cluster off, the cluster hits the ground, and the date comes out of the cluster. In that situation, the dash is taking place after it's been detached from the tree, and it's removing the date from the cluster, which is the dash. That's sheet number two. Sheet number three, Ben Shmuel, says that those two cases don't resemble dash. Dash has to be where there's a peel around the date, and you knock the date out of the peel. That is Malachas dash. Okay, any last questions on the facts before we start the analysis? Yeah. I don't want to confuse the Chevra. For our purposes, the question on Rashi is we do not want Dash to be taking place by Mechubar. It's a good question, but it's been too complicated. When their problem is, according to Rashi, Dash is taking place by Mechubar, and so therefore we need to detach the cluster before we have Dash taking place. Yeah?
Just to explain why you would be, like, according to Rashi, if you...
Why is that dash?
No, if you're Tolish, it's dash also. You get one achas.
In this particular case. In this case, by dates, not by anything else.
By dates.
Yeah.
You would think that maybe it's the hard shell that the only way to actually go on to the next step of the process is to get rid of the shell, and therefore.
Are you asking a question or not? Are you?
No, I'm just asking and to make sense, like to clarify. If the reason why you're over two, not just one.
According to Rashi, I knock the dates off the tree.
Right.
It lifts the load. So first of all, it's kosher ogur dar midu. And second of all, it's dash because I'm lifting a burden off of a sagging tree.
According to all of the opinions, would it make sense to say that the act of knocking it out of the tree is you would be chayiv also for dolish from the time you knock it out?
Yeah, everyone agrees that the kosher takes place when you knock it off the tree. I just want to imagine the heap. I feel
okay. Because
we're getting bogged down a little. Do you mind if we just move on a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Rapparnas used to say, like, you get like two spars and like that's it. Not you, I'm saying, like, we ask and like you get two spars and like that's it. Okay. It's a good question, I just for the time sake. Okay, so let's start the analysis. The two issues that need to be analyzed in this machlokes. Issue number one, which is the main issue, is that part two, that question of Rabbi Shmuel, where Rabbi Shmuel is saying that the first two cases don't resemble dash, and therefore it needs to be where you're knocking the date out of the peel. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Whereas for the first two group of Rishonim felt that their cases do resemble Malchus dash. So we have to figure out what's the gather of Malchus dash, such that, you know, the different formats of what's going on in this case should or should not be dash. That's the main issue that has to be addressed. And the second issue was the second machlokas coming out between the Ramban versus Rashi concerning if dash can take place b'mechubar. Can we have dash taking place on something that's attached to a tree? So that's issue two that needs to be addressed. Fine. So let's start with issue one. I just want to get my phone because it's my clock. Yeah, no, I hear, but I feel bad. Okay. So let's start with issue one. What we have to figure now is what's the definition of Malachas Dash. We now need to be choker into the fundamental definition of Malachas Dash in order to figure out which of these cases resemble Malachas Dash. So, in other words, what's the hezbar in this machlokas? What's the basis, what's the conceptual basis for all three of these shittas? That's the issue we need to analyze. So in order to be ma'ajib this machlokas, we're going to need to use rigid definitional analysis. We're going to have to be choker into the definition of dash, and we're going to have to develop different definitions to account for our three different shittas. That's what we're going to have to do. We already set down that our basic definition is to remove ochel from its connection to psolus. That's our primitive definition. Now we're going to get more sophisticated. We're going to have to be much more precise in order to figure out what's going on in this machlokas. That's what we have to do. Now, I pointed out the other day the methodology for analyzing the three machlokas. I'm not going to explain to you how we're going to do it again today, but we're going to break this down by putting Rashi's shita on the side. He's going to ultimately be the middle shita. And we're going to first analyze the last two shitas. We're going to analyze the last two shitas, and we're going to develop a point of contention. And then we're going to move over to Rashi, and we're going to see Rashi is going to be, in a certain sense, a variation. So let's take a look at the Ramban versus the Rabbeinu Shmuel. Let's look at their two cases, and let's try to develop a chakira in Dash to explain what's going on in this machlokas. The Ramban is telling us that Dash is violated for taking the date out of the cluster. That is the Ramban's violation of Dash. It happens to be it has to be on the ground for technical reasons of mechubar. Technically, in principle, even on the tree, taking the date out of the cluster is dash. Just it's mechubar, so it has to take place on the ground. But the dash is taking the date out of the cluster. That's the shita of the Ramban. According to Rabbeinu Shmuel, the dash is taking the date out of its peel. A date has a peel, and the dash is taking the date out of the peel. And the question now becomes, what's the hesber in this machlokas? What's the definitional machlokas in terms of how to be magdir dash? That's what we have to figure out. Okay, so if you look at the Lashonis of the Rishonim, I put in the Marmakom with Rabbeinu Chananel and Amiri, they both give different definitions, really, for Malachas Dash, which is going to be our starting Chakira in Dash. So I think the Chevra can figure this one out. It's not so complicated. So let's look at each Rishon inside and pin down what is their definition for Malachas Dash. So let's start with the Rabbeinu Chananel. Can everyone just take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel from the Marmakomos and give me a precise definition for his gedder of Malachas Dash? Just give me 15 seconds. Okay, yeah, you want to speak? That's very deep. He does talk about being mechanic for border. So that's, but we, for now, just in terms of what's his definition of dash? Yeah. Good. So we'll use the word. What do you say?
He says the afkar has to be mechuber.
Well, not to the tree. The ochel and soul is from mechuber.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, disconnecting. Rechana is going to hold that dash is about disconnecting the ochel from its connection to psolus. All he does is talk about the fact that ochel and psolus are connected, and dash is where you break that connection. In other words, dash is disconnecting ochel from its connection to psolus. That's the shita of Rabbi Chananel. So now, take a look at the Meiri, and give me a different definition for dash according to the Meiri. The last line in that Meiri for the Marmakomos. Can someone give me a definition for dash according to the Meiri? What is that?
Concealed.
So he talks about it being concealed. So how do you be masber in the positive?
Revealing.
So you can say revealing or extracting. The Meiri is going to hold that dash is defined as extracting from a casing. That's the Meiri's definition of Malachas Dash. When the ochel is encased by psolus, you extract the ochel from a casing of psolus. That's the definition of Dash according to the Meiri. So we now have a basic chakira. What's the definition of Dash? According to Rabbi Chananel, it's disconnecting ochel from its connection to psolus. That's his shito. According to the Meiri, it's extracting ochel from a casing of psolus. Yeah, Azu.
How do those definitions differ in
practical sense? So how do they differ? So can someone now plug this chakira into our machlokis? The Ramban is saying that Dash is taking the date out of the cluster. But Shmuel is saying dash is taking the date out of its peel. So anyone want to just plug in that chakira into this machlokes?
Well, it seems like Shmuel
seems like, exactly, good. So in other words, if you go with the definition of disconnecting ochel from its connection to psolus, then that would fit well with the Ramban. The Ramban is saying, I take the date out of the cluster, I want the date, that's the ochel, the cluster is the psolus, that's what I don't want. When I take the date out of the cluster and disconnecting the date from its connection to the cluster, that is the definition of dash. It certainly resembles dash. Why not? If dash is defined as disconnecting, that resembles dash. Moving over to the shita of the second sound of Chakir, the Meiri's definition, that it's extracting from a casing of psolus, well then the Raman's case doesn't resemble dash, because it's not encased by the psolus. It's connected to the psolus, the date is connected to the cluster, it's not surrounded and encased by the cluster, you're not extracting it from a casing of psolus, and so we're going to have to conjure up a peel. We're going to have to make a peel around the date to explain how we're extracting the ochel, and therefore that's why Rabbeinu Shmuel, as you put it, is holding like the Meiri, that we're going to have an extraction by knocking the date out of the peel to satisfy the definition of Malachas Dash. So that's the basic Hesber in this Machlokas. This is just straight definitional analysis for how to be Magder, Malachas Dash. Yeah.
One could still, when someone takes a cluster, a data off a cluster, that could still be extracting. It could go one way.
Right, so when I say we're extracting, I mean extracting from a casing. Right. Yeah, you pull out a wisdom tooth. It's called extracting also. But I mean extracting from a casing.
And then instead of what's the other side?
Did they ask that on the dads? What do you call it when you take a wisdom tooth out?
So what's the other side? What's the fancy word you use? There's extracting.
From a case. I mean, extracting from a case versus disconnecting. Just disconnecting.
But you could disconnect while extracting.
Certainly, certainly. The Ramban would certainly agree to the Rabbeinu Shmuel's case. If you take the date out of the peel, that's also disconnecting. But it was an ukimta. You know, he had to make an ukimta that there's this peel in the earlier stages of the process. Why should we make this very weird case? So, yeah.
Rashi, it would be very similar to
what the Rabbeinu Chananel. Well, we'll get to Rashi in a second, so let's just put Rashi aside and then I'll ask you to speak up. Yeah, Ellie.
A few days ago we mentioned about how milking a cow is like dash, but based off the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not connected.
Ooh, that is a very good question. Excellent question. Okay, so we're going to have to say that dash has different gedarim for connection than kotzer. That is a best question in Zman. Excellent question. Dead on. So we have to say that the milk, in terms of Hilchas Dash, is considered to be connected, that the word connected is not physically attached, but the very fact that it's stuck there is called connection. For example, we're going to see that the Rabbeinu Chananel says if there's dirt that's adhering to something, and you remove the dirt, so we call it connected, even though it's not like physically attached like a shell, that's called connected. So that is a dead-on question, excellent question. But al-Korchach, we have to say that this is called connected. Yeah.
just for that, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't even be a question. Because Mefaris Atolda, and they don't have to, it's not the same as the Av of Dash.
I mean, looking at cow is a Tolda, but you're saying...
I'm saying Mefarik is a Tolda of Dash. So Ellie's saying, oh, the milk's not connected, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying we just set down a definition. We said, according to Ben Chananel, Dash is defined as disconnecting.
Dash is, but Mefarik is a Tolda.
No, no, Mefarik. We're talking, our sug is Mefarik.
Ben Chananel said Mefarik or Dash?
Our Gemara says Mefarik. We're explaining Mefarik.
What does Ben Chananel say?
He calls it disconnecting, but he's explaining Dash, but Pashas, the definition carries over.
Another thing I was going to ask you is that who said in the Rabbeinu Chananel that, if you want to say according to the Ramban, he's like Rabbeinu Chananel, that you're disconnecting a date, which is Ocha from Psolos, who said that the other cluster is Psolos?
If you disconnect it, according to Rabbeinu Chananel,
date from a cluster. Ocha from Psolos, so you're trying to say according to the Ramban, taking a date from the cluster, right?
Who said the cluster is Psolos? I mean, there's some vegetation there that you're leaving behind.
The branches
are there, though. Yeah, but I don't. Okay, we need some show and tell here. We're going to bring in a wheat stalk and some dates next week from Mitzvah Shem. I'll pay for it, okay? Just, you go buy it. Go to Seasons. Okay, but there's some kind of, you know, leafy, whatever, vegetation behind it that you're disconnecting it from. Okay, so let's move on now to the sheet of Rashi. Okay, Rashi Shita. Rashi is telling us that where's the dash in this situation? I have the dates on the sagging tree, the cluster causing the branches to sag, and when you remove the dates from the sagging tree, that's the violation of Melechas Dash. And so the question becomes, is Rashi going to fit with one of our two definitions, or do we need a new definition for Rashi? Hanani, you brought this up.
Can I say two things that I see?
Yeah.
So one, I see that Rashi is like Rabbeinu Chananel because you are disconnecting the deco from the rest of the tree.
But
within Rashi, he gives a definition of what Mefarik is. It's Mefarik Tikkun Meshivah
Lev. We're going to get there.
Rabbeinu Chananel says that Dash is Mefarik Tzolos Me'ochel.
Tfuah is the Ochel. Okay, so let's go through this slowly, one step at a time. Okay, step one. Chanani is proposing that Rashi is going with disconnecting. That Rashi is going to hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, it's disconnecting. Does anyone want to try to rebut Chananel's argument? No, not against Chanani, we love him. Anyone want to try to disprove Chanani that Rashi is not going with disconnecting? In brute logic, straight logic. No, before we get there. No other Rashi, but just from what we know right now. Anyone? Yeah.
Crowd pain and preparation.
So that's a very good point. It's a very, very good point, but that's like Yair's point. Excellent point. But I'm looking for something more amazing. He was Mechavan too. It was good. Excellent. Okay. You got to get Shabir Charuzis. Yeah.
I mean, if it's disconnecting, then why in the world are we having Disha in this case? Because according to Rashi, the case is, he says that the Disha is knocking dates off the tree. So it has to be more than just disconnected, because
why?
Otherwise you should only be violating Kotzer.
Okay, I'm going to say, Max is dead on, but I just want to rephrase what Max is saying. Miles,
go for it.
But I really like Ellie's point.
Rashi can't be like Rabbeinu Chananel.
Because?
Because Rabbeinu Chananel is a global shita that is in the whole atmosphere. Rashi is on one thing. You can only have dash by dates.
Yes, okay, that's Max's point. Let me reformulate what we were both saying. If Chanani would be right, and it was a good suggestion, then every act of removing any fruit should be subject to dash. Oranges, apples, they're all disconnecting. We set down the Hanacha from the Rishonim. Rashi is only saying it by dates. By the fact that there's a sagging tree, you remove the dates from the sagging tree, that was the violation of dash. And we're not saying it by apples, oranges, etc. If we use the word disconnecting, if that's what we define dash, then why is it limited to the sagging tree? Why isn't it applied to oranges, apples, etc.? So disconnecting is not going to work for Rashi. We're going to have to use a different definition. What about extracting from a casing? So that's certainly not going to work for Rashi. There's no casing here. When you knock the dates off the tree, it's not cased by any psolas. So we're going to have to conclude that we need a new definition for Rashi for how to define Melechas Dash. Now, before we're ready to work on developing a definition for Shitas Rashi, there's one more critical piece of information that we need before. And then we can sit back and work on the definitions. And that's like this. See, Rashi here is having a very unique format to Malachas Dash. It's a very unique idea. Removing dates from a sagging tree is a violation of Malachas Dash. Okay, that's a chiddush which we're going to have to analyze, but that's Rashi's definition. Rashi will certainly agree that there's a second classical format of Dash, which is just when Ochel and Psolas are connected and removing Ochel from its connection to Psolas. Aside from anything sagging or any trees or things like that, Rashi is certainly going to have to agree that a basic case of removing Ochel and Psolas can be subject to Dash, right? What's the Av Malacha of Dash? Taking the kernels from the chaff, separating the kernels from the chaff. Something sagging there. There's no sagging tree there. So obviously Rashi is going to have a second format to Dash. One format is the unique case in Ara Gemara, and then the second format is just the classical format of Dash, so removing Ochel from its connection to Psolas. Now the next question we have to ask ourselves is, okay, so in the classical format of Dash, in format number two, does Rashi hold, you know, in presentation like the Ramban or like the Rabbeinu Shmuel? Is Rashi going to hold of disconnecting in format number two or extraction in format number two? What's Rashi's second format to Dash? In a regular case, it's not on a tree, nothing sagging, Ochel and Psolas are connected. Is it disconnecting or is it extracting? So this is where Natanael's point comes out. Do you can answer this question before I say the Maramakum? Rashi, how does Rashi hold on this?
On Daf Sadi K?
Yes, so what does he say? Good.
He points at the difference between milking cows because it can't be kosher.
Oh, so everyone look at the Rashi and Sadi Hey, Natanael's pointing to him. Give me the answer to this question. How does Rashi hold? Give him 5 seconds, Miles, okay? Unless everyone just heard him. So go ahead. What's the diag? What does he say? How do you see that? Right, Rashi says, Mimalkam Shiniskasa, Bo. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. he's your maturgaman, okay? as Miles just pointed out, Rashi says, you're removing the Ochel Mimalkam Shiniskasa, Bo. As Ozzy had said, revealing. If you're going with this connecting, it's not nothing about revealing it. So Rashi, in the second format, in the classic format of Dash, is going with extracting from a casing, just presentationally. In terms of the facts, in a classic case of Dash, it needs to be extracting from a casing of Psolas. It's not just Ochel and Psolas that are connected where you're disconnecting. That's the second format, aside from Miles and Max. So this is the Prima Gadim's Diak and Rashi. Prima Gadim is Medayik from Rashi, that he's holding like the format of Rabbeinu Shmuel. So taking a step back now, we now have the facts, what we call the raw facts of Shitas Rashi. Rashi is having two formats to Dash. Format number one is this unique idea of taking dates off a sagging tree. And format number two is taking is extracting an ochel from an encasement of psolas. Those are Rashi's two formats. And now we need a definition. So now what is Rashi's underlying definition of Malachas Dash? What is Rashi's definition of Malachas Dash? This is real definitional analysis. Rupanis would drill us every single day, day in and day out. And as you go through the process, you learn how to learn yourself. This is how you learn how to think. When you go through the process, you think, this is how to do it. So what is Rashi's definition to Malachas Dash? Anyone want to give it a shot? Okay, so, yeah, Yair?
Can we possibly say that promoting...
Oh, that's exactly what we're going to say. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. I had a halavim, I was going to make a joke, like in the olden days, but it's not going to be shaykh for three reasons now, but in the olden days, you know, like the Torah was in their bloodstream. And it was so in their bloodstream that, you know, you hear these stories about, like, someone would ask a question and say, whoever answers this question can marry my daughter, you know? So I was going to make a joke. Whoever answers the question can marry my daughter, but there are three problems. The smallest problem is that my wife wouldn't agree. A bigger problem is that my daughter is like 3, 4. The biggest problem is that Yair is married already. But that was phenomenal. Excellent, Yair. Excellent. Wow. Okay. The next icebreaker, okay? Okay. Right, excellent. No, that was the story. Remember the story? Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Wow. Phenomenal. So let me just build. What?
My wife won't agree either.
Okay, fine. Four problems. Okay. So let's go through the motions just to get what the Yair said. Wow. Very good. So Rupanis pointed out, Kedarko Bakodesh, that Rashi actually gives us an English definition to dash. Rashi himself gives us an English definition to dash. None of us will pick up on this because our vocabulary is quite, ain't so good. But Rupanis Kedarko Bakodesh picked up on it, that Rashi gives an English laws term. You know, he throws in those French words. So you can, yes, disgorge. Rupanis pointed out, Rashi says disgorger blaz. Disgorge is an English word. It means to expel. Yeah, what is that?
Discharge.
Yeah, well, so, okay, yeah, similar. So Rashi says to disgorge, that means to expel a burden. That is Rashi's definition of dash, to disgorge, to expel a burden. He himself tells us it. Now, I think it's a little too sophisticated. That's why I was going to use Yair's term of unloading. That another way of saying it is to unload. The Rashi's definition of dash is to unload the psolus of the ochel. That's me Rashi's definition of dash, unloading psolus of the ochel. And so therefore, to plug it into the two formats, in terms of format number one, when we have fruits on a tree, if the fruits are not sagging down on the tree, they're not causing the tree to sag down, it's not called unloading, that's just called disconnecting. You take an apple off a tree, you don't call that unloading the tree, it's just you're disconnecting the apple from the tree. But if you have a cluster of dates that are weighing down on the tree, and you take the cluster off, you're unloading the psolus, the tree, of the ochel, of the dates, that is a violation of Malachas Dash. The psolus is disgorging the ochel. It's expelling a burden. That's format number one. Format number two, a classical format, when ochel and psolus are connected. So how do I get unloading? How do I get disgorging? If the ochel and psolus are just connected side by side and you break the connection, that's not called unloading the psolus. To get unloading the psolus, we need to make the psolus an encasement. The ochel is inside the psolus. When you break the ochel out of the encasement, that is unloading the psolus of the ochel, or disgorging. So that is going to be Shita's Rashi. Rashi, Shita, and Dash is going to be. It's where you unload. You're unloading the psolus of the ochel. That is Rashi, Shita, on Malachas Dash. So just to finalize the definitions, we're making a three-way chakira, a tri-kira. Somebody once said on a Thursday chavura in front of Shmuel, it's got him to laugh. We have a tri-kira here, three definitions for Malachas Dash. Shita number one, to go in order of our shitas, is Rashi. Shita is unloading the psolus of the ochel. Shita number two, the Ramban, is it's disconnecting, the Ramban and Rabbein Chananel. Shita number three is the Rabbein Shmuel, it's extracting from a casing. Three basic shitas on Malachas Dash. Now, just to point out a very simple nafkamina, some nafkamina will be like this. Rapanis once asked us the following question. Let's say you have an esrog on Sukkot. And very often an esrog has these spots on them from the leaves that adhere to them. So the question I wanted to know was, would you violate dash for scraping off those leaves from the esrog? Would that be a problem of Malachas Dash on Sukkot to scrape off the leaves, you know, the little spots, which are really leaves, that adhere to the esrog? So anyone want to just run through the three shitas and give us the answer to this question? Start with Shitas Rashi. What would Rashi say about this? Is that dash? Because you're not unloading. So Rashi is going to say that that's perfectly permissible. According to the Ramban and Rabbeinu Chananel, what do you say?
It would be
a problem. You're disconnecting. You're disconnecting the ochel from the psolus. By scraping off the leaves, it would be a problem. According to Rabbeinu Shmuel, you're not extracting from a casing. So that's just a simple nafkamina. Halach l'mayis nafkamina in this machlokas. Okay. So let's move over now to issue number two to round out today's shir. The second conceptual issue that needs analysis. We have a separate machlokas now between the Ramban versus Rashi, as if dash can take place on something that's mechobar. When the date's on the tree, and I knock the date off the tree, can that be subject to Malachas dash? Rashi is saying certainly it can be. Rashi is perfectly fine with dash applying to dates on a tree. The Ramban is saying that it cannot. You cannot have dash with dates on a tree, despite the fact it does satisfy his definition, right? It's disconnecting. The Ramban said disconnecting ochel from his connection to psolus. When you take the date out of the cluster on the ground, that is dash. But yet, if you take the date out of the cluster on the tree, it's not dash. So we've satisfied the definition of dash. We have a question now, is there a new limitation to Malachas dash? Rashi is perfectly fine with dash taking place on the tree. The Ramban is not fine with dash taking place on the tree. There's a new limitation. It has to take place post facto. The question is, what's the hesber in this machlokas? What's the conceptual basis for the shita of Rashi? What's the conceptual basis for the shita of the Ramban? Chananya.
Is it possible to say that Rashi himself would also hold that it dashes when it's not recovered?
But he's saying you're taking
the date. Dash and kosher is happening both today at
But Rashi is saying that taking the dates off the tree is dash. So isn't that
it's mechuber? At the same time that kotzer is happening.
But Rashi, it's mechuber though.
Well,
but it's mechuber.
It's not mechuber when it's cut.
I'm doing an act of cutting it, and as soon as I cut it.
Tira, there's also dash.
Okay, but Rashi is having dash on.
It's not mechuber anymore.
Okay. Right, you're operating on something that's mechuber. Rashi is okay operating on something that's mechuber. Yeah.
Does that have to do with sequence of the malachos?
Exactly, it has to do with sequence of the malachos. Excellent. Very good. That's exactly what we're going to do. The Ramban and Rashi are going to come out to be Lashitaso from Monday's Chakira. So let's just elaborate on what Yosef just said. If you remember on Monday, we set down a Chakira as the relationship between Malachas Kotzer and Malachas Dash. We pointed out that after Zoreya, when we have our wheat stalk, we have three malachos in a row. We have Kotzer, where we cut it down, Ma'amir, and Dash. And we posed the Chakira, what's the relationship between these three malachos of Kotzer, Ma'amir, and Dash? And if you remember, it was Machlokas from Ban Rashi, actually. And the Chakira was like this. Do we view them as a sequence? Do we define Kotzer, Ma'amir, and Dash as a sequence? It's a sequence of malachos? Or are they three independent malachos? That was the Chakira from Monday. So anyone want to just plug that into right here? So how's that Chakira? Let's give somebody else a chance. How's the Chakira going to plug in to this Machlokas? Yosef.
If you hold it as a sequence, then by definition, it's already detached from the ground. You did Kotzer, Ma'amer, it's a separate entity from the ground.
Okay. If Kotzer, Ma'amer, and Dash are a sequence, so what do you say about the issue of Mechober? Can Dash take place?
It cannot. It was already separated when you did Kotzer.
Okay. You're close. I just want to say it correctly, though. When the date is attached to the tree, I'm disconnecting it. Why can't that be Dash?
Because it's a later step.
Correct. It's an earlier step in the process. If Dash is defined as a sequence, it has to be sequential to Kotzer. It has to be taking place post-Kotzer. The domain of Kotzer is while it's connected. Kotzer is while it's connected. Dash, since it's defined as a sequence, has to be taking place after the Kotzer took place. So the Ramban is Lashitaso. If you remember the Ramban Shita from Monday, the Ramban held that we define them as a sequence. That's why he made certain associations between Dash and Kotzer. Lashitaso, the Ramban says, Kotzer and Dash can't overlap. Dash always has to take place after Kotzer because it's a sequence. That's the Shita of the Ramban. On the other hand, Rashi's Shita from Monday is that they were independent malachos. Kotzer is one malacha, Ma'amer and Dash, three independent malachos, no association between them. If they're independent, so why can they not overlap? Who cares that they overlap? If you satisfy the definition, you satisfy the definition. When I knock it off the tree, it's disconnecting. When I knock off the tree, I'm unloading. It could be two malachos at the same time. There's no problem with thought. This is the way Parnas was Masber, is Machlokas, and Yosef was Mechavin. So with that, we've concluded today's shir. So let's just quickly summarize. We're kicking off Malachas Dash. We're trying to set down the definition of Dash. We began with Menapetz and Menapetz just to get a working definition of removing Ochel from its connection to Psoles. That's just our vague definition. Whenever we need to refer to Dash in the shorthand in the future, I'm just going to call it removing Ochel from the connection to Psoles. But we were trying to develop a more sophisticated definition, which also will have repercussions. So we moved over to the case of Rapapa, knocking the date off the tree is Dash. Where's the Disha? Three Shitas. Rashi Shita was, it's taking the dates off the sagging tree. The Ramban had said it's knocking the date out of the cluster once it's on the ground, after it's detached. And Rabbeinu Shmuel is saying that it's taking the date out of the peel. So to be imagined, this machlokas, we made a three-way hakira as to how to define Dash. Rashi's holding its unloading. That's the Shita of Rashi. So we had two formats, either taking it off a sagging tree or extracting it from a casing is unloading the psolas. That was Shita's Rashi. The second Shita was the Ramban was disconnecting. The Ramban and the Rach were holding it as disconnecting Ochel from its connection to psolas. So taking the date out of the cluster is unloading, is disconnecting. And the third Shita was the Shita of Ben Shmuel that it's extracting from a casing. That was the Shita of Ben Shmuel and the Meiri. You point that out, the Nafkamina was with the Esrog. If you scratch off the leaf from the Esrog, it's not unloading or extracting, but it is disconnecting. And in terms of issue two, the Hezber and that Machlokas, we had, can you have Dash taking place with Mechubar? So Yosef was Mechavin to Parnas' Hezber. The question is that Ul Chakira, what's the relation between Kotzer and Dash? If they're sequential, then Dash has to take place after it's detached. If they're independent, then they can overlap at the same time. So Mitzvah Shem, next week, we're going to, hopefully, if we can get to the Shechita Al Chlamaisa, there's a lot of really cool applications, so we'll do our best. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Shkayach. That was phenomenal, excellent. Yeah, okay.